Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Radio Oklahoma Network. Our market analyst, Justin Lewis, has the afternoon off, so we'll talk to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities about all our grain and livestock markets right after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667. Or just come see us.
Tom, how do our cattle markets look today?
Our cattle markets all two-sided trading with more positiveness in our feeder cattle and more negativeness in our live cattle. Now, box beef at mid-morning was 21 cents higher on the choice, 59 higher on selects, moved 68 loads. Saw an estimated kill day of 122,000 head, looking for a weekly kill around 651,000. We also saw cash starting to develop. It looks like it's going to be about the steady of last week, mostly 119 in the south, 119.5 to 120 in the north. Now, we have a cattle and feed report and a cattle inventory numbers coming out this afternoon. But other than that, we did see at the close today our August live cattle, 12 cents lower. The October, 25 lower. August feeder cattle, 17 higher. October feeders up 30 cents. And August lean hogs, 15 lower.
Grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
Tom, how did our grain markets look today?
Well, our grain markets saw two-sided trading, and we almost saw the December corn make a new low for the move. They came within a penny of it. They also helped pull the wheat lower, but when the corn market came back, it also helped pull the wheat up to new highs on the day. The soybean complex was a different situation of its own, as we will see in the nearby August soybeans have its highest trade since September 20th, and we saw for the seventh time out of the past nine sessions, August soybean meal score new contract highs. And we continue to see tight supplies and demand help hold the soybeans up. At the close today, we saw September KC wheat 3 cents higher. The September Chicago wheat was up 4 cents. September corn traded closed 3 cents higher today. December corn managed to make it back to the unchanged area. August soybeans were 21.5 cents higher, while the November soybeans were up 8.25. And December cotton today, 105 points higher.
And your phone number, Tom?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Thanks, Tom. Recapping a few of our numbers today, August live cattle were down 12 cents at 121.97. October live cattle off 25 cents at 126.22. August feeders today gained 17 cents to close at 152.25. And the September contract was up 20 cents on the day at 155.25. August lean hogs today were down 15 cents at 96.47. In our grains, Kansas City September wheat was up 3 cents at 705.25. July contract up 1.5 cents at 728.25. Chicago September corn gained 3 cents today at 544. Even, and the December contract was unchanged at $5.75. August soybeans today were up 21.5 cents to close at 14.90¾, and the November contract was up 8.25 cents at 12.74 even. In our cotton markets, October cotton was up 153 points at 86.52 cents per pound. In our energy markets today, August NYMEX crude oil was at $108.28. August NYMEX natural gas was at $3.78 per million BTUs. In our precious metals markets, August COMEX gold was at $12.94, and July COMEX silver was at $19.48. That's your afternoon market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Radio Oklahoma Network.